talk about the use of pharmaceuticals with SIBO. So one of the first things to look at is this particular study. This particular study divided people into two groups. They treated both groups, everybody in each group had SIBO, and everybody in each group was given rifaximin, which is a antimicrobial that's specific to the small intestinal tract that has been used to treat small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So everybody was treated with that. The difference between these two groups is one group was also given partially hydrolyzed guar gum. So this partially hydrolyzed guar gum group that plus the rifaximin, this group performed about 25% better as far as the eradication of SIBO. So what is partially hydrolyzed guar gum? Partially hydrolyzed guar gum is a food that is a no-no on the FODMAPs and specific carbohydrate diet. So it is thought to basically create fermentation and would typically be avoided if somebody was doing a low FODMAP and low specific carbohydrate type of diet. So what this particular study has shown us is that it's possible that by feeding and giving a food that will actually create some level of fermentation in the gut, that because of that, that by doing that, we might actually be allowing the antimicrobials to work better. That by fermentation a little bit, the drugs work better. So because of this study, for most people, we don't necessarily worry about if they are going to be strict about any particular diet unless they're doing the elemental diet for treatment. But if they're going to do a treatment strategy using pharmaceutical or herbs, and you want to stick them on a diet like the low FODMAPs or low SCD diet, and they are having a hard time, they're sometimes cheating on it. Because of studies like this, this started making us realize that we don't have to be as strict with dietary recommendations as once thought, and allows for a lot more flexibility with using particular diets in the treatment of SIBO. So this next study we see here compared rifaximin to herbal treatment. This is an important study because there is some belief in medicine that pharmaceutical medicine is always stronger than herbal medicine. And while this is absolutely sometimes true, there's other times that it is not. This particular study showed that in treatment of SIBO, herbal treatment actually worked better than pharmaceutical treatment. About 12% better. So we also see sometimes in other studies, for example, their studies will go over in the cardiometabolic sections of the lab testing and the course material later on, where we're going to look at studies that are showing that certain herbs are performing as well as metformin in the treatment of diabetes. So absolutely, sometimes pharmaceutical medicine is stronger, but this is not a hard, fast rule. And in this particular study, when we're trying to decide if it's better to use drugs versus herbs, this study showed that herbs work better. Another advantage of using herbs is they tend to be broader spectrum in what they treat. So a lot of the herbs that we use to treat SIBO also are antifungal in nature, and some of them are even antiparasitic in nature, versus a drug like rifaximin is really just going to go after that those microbes, after that small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. And if somebody also has a parasite infection or a fungal infection, we don't get kind of a, you know, two for one or a one for three type of situation, or a three for one, I should say, type of situation with our treatment. But if you do decide to go pharmaceutical, these are the doses to know about. So rifaximin or xifaxan are the drugs that's a drug that's really recommended for the treatment of SIBO. So here's your SIG, which is 550 milligrams TID for 14 days. Some studies will go as low as 1,200 milligrams per day for 10 days, but we recommend 550 milligrams three times a day for 14 days. That's what we've used the most when we have decided to go pharmaceutical. Most of the reason why we've decided to go pharmaceutical are situations where we've tried herbal and it does not work, and then we need to alternate our treatment. If we retest and somebody is not better and symptoms are not improving, we need to go a different direction. Remember, everybody is going to respond uniquely quickly. And so even though herbs in these studies have been shown to be more effective, for certain individuals you will find pharmaceutical medicine is more effective. So we want to make sure that we're not totally eliminating pharmaceutical medicine as an option. Rifaximin has very low side effects because it's very specific to the small intestine. So that allows it to work in a way that produces less side effects than other antimicrobials out there. Now, if somebody has constipation with their SIBO, so if it's SIBO or IBS type of C, they have that constipation, it's really important that you add neomycin or metronidazole. So if they have constipation, do this. If they have methane gas that is associated with constipation, either one of those types of scenarios, we need to make sure that we're adding neomycin or metronidazole. So I've seen many of cases at this point where people have constipation, they have methane gas that's high, and they're just given rifaximin, and it does not work. I've seen this over and over and over again, and that's really unfortunate because this is not a cheap drug. So this is a very, very expensive drug. It often costs people $1,000 for a 14-day prescription, sometimes even more. It's not covered by insurance. And so we really want it to work if we're going to do this. So if they do have constipation or they have methane gas, we want to make sure that we are changing the dose a little bit. So you can see if they have constipation, you can see here that we're going to do 1,600 milligrams per day of that rifaximin. And we're also going to do either neomycin at 100 milligrams per day or metronidazole at 750 milligrams for 10 days. So you don't need to give both neomycin and metronidazole, but you want to combine the rifaximin with either the neomycin or the metronidazole. So either one is fine to pick and choose. We also recommend that if you're going to use pharmaceutical treatment, you add that partially hydrolyzed guar gum at 5 to 8 grams per day, just because of the study that's shown that 25% better and net better improvements for people and better outcomes for people that add that partially hydrolyzed guar gum. And again, if we're spending all of this money on rifaximin, we want to give the person the best case scenario of it working. So if they don't have constipation, it's not methane type of SIBO, you can just do the rifaximin 550 milligrams 3 times a day for 14 days. But in that situation, still add that guar gum. So that kind of explains the pharmaceutical way of doing things. So now you've seen a few different things as far as diet and treatment, and we will continue on from here.